We now rise as we continue in the prayers of the church. And in our prayers this morning, we'll pray for so youth that are in transition, for our schools as they start the year, and for those who have been affected by the flooding in Texas and Florida. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Dear Heavenly Father, look with favor upon the nations of the world, especially those suffering from war, conflict, disease, and famine. Be their peace and healer, Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you have made us the light of the world. Help us bring your light and love to our workplaces. Direct us to treat our employers, employees, and co-workers with fairness and grace, forgiving wrongs as we have been forgiven in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you have given us the wonderful gifts of families and friends. Look with favor upon our relationships. Bring reconciliation where there is division. Bring love where there is anger. Bring hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, send your forgiveness to all those who are weighed down by guilt. Bring your resurrection hope to all those who hide their sins in shame. Remind them of their baptism, which gave them a new identity, children of God. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and hurting, especially this day for youth that are in transition. Also for our school that has started the year, that you'd bless teachers and students, staff, administrators, all faculty, that forgiveness would be used in all situations. And Lord, for those who have experienced the troubles with the floods and the hurricanes in Texas and Florida, Lord, bring repair. Work through the Christians and those relief workers that are there bringing care and relief. Give them safety. Also, Lord, for those on our prayer list today, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Jimmy, Johanna, Rachel, Don, Kylie, Cheryl, Alicia, Jim, Peggy, and the Ross family mourning Gordon's passing. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we bring before you, O Lord. Amen.